English with you, a daily introduction to English words and phrases.
Hi everyone, this is Jennifer Yu with English with you. 안녕하세요, English with you의 Jennifer Yu입니다. 오늘의 표현은 wiggle room, wiggle room입니다. Before we find out what today's phrase means, let's listen to today's conversation. Listen carefully.
I have some bad news.
What is it?
I wasn't able to send the package off after work. I thought I had enough wiggle room, but I didn't.
Oh, it's okay. Next time, just make sure you give yourself enough wiggle room. 네, 오늘 본문에서 제이슨이 제게 I have some bad news. 야, 나 안 좋은 소식이 있어. 라고 하자 저는 What is it? 뭔데? 라고 묻습니다. 제이슨은 I wasn't able to send the package off after work. 퇴근 후에 소포를 못 보냈어. I thought I had enough wiggle room. But I didn't. 그 정도는 재량권이 있을 줄 알았는데 아니었어. 라고 대답합니다. 저는 Oh, it's okay. Next time, just make sure you give yourself enough wiggle room. 괜찮아. 다음에는 충분한 여유를 갖도록 해. 라고 합니다. Now keep today's expression, wiggle room, in mind, and let's hear the conversation again.
I have some bad news.
What is it?
I wasn't able to send the package off after work. I thought I had enough wiggle room, but I didn't.
Oh, it's okay. Next time, just make sure you give yourself enough wiggle room. Today's expression is wiggle, W-I-G-G-L-E, wiggle, room, R-O-O-M, room, wiggle, room. If you wiggle, it means that you are making small movements side to side. So if you have wiggle room, you have the choice and the freedom to make any small changes to a schedule or plan. 단어 wiggle, wiggle는 흔들어대다, 이쪽 저쪽으로 움직이다 라는 뜻입니다. 그래서 wiggle room 라는 말은 움직일 수 있는 공간이 있다, 즉 재량권을 가지고 있다, 여지가 있다 라는 뜻입니다. 융통성이나 여유가 있다는 뜻도 됩니다. 네, 오늘 본문에서 저는 제이슨에게 다음에는 소포를 시간 맞춰서 보낼 수 있게 충분한 여유를 가지라고 조언했습니다. 영어로 Next time, just make sure you give yourself enough wiggle room 라고요. 네, 그럼 예문을 통해 오늘 표현을 좀 더 자세히 알아보겠습니다. I only have little wiggle room to get this done. 이 문장에도 오늘 배운 표현이 들어있는데요. 난 이 일을 처리할 여유가 거의 없다 라는 말이죠. Now let's listen to the conversation for the last time.
I have some bad news.
What is it?
I wasn't able to send the package off after work. I thought I had enough wiggle room, but I didn't.
Oh, it's okay. Next time, just make sure you give yourself enough wiggle room. Let's review. If you have wiggle room, you have the freedom to make any small changes to a schedule or plan. Wiggle room. Wiggle room. Now try using this expression on your own. 그럼 다음 시간에 뵙겠습니다. 지금까지 English with You의 Jennifer Yu입니다. Until next time, bye-bye!